I think the more transparent you are,
yes,
and make it easy for people, the more they're going to share about you and the more they're going to trust you and buy from you and maybe come back if they decide to cancel now. They have good feelings towards you if they want you later.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Scenes. And I am sitting here with my co-host, Lauren Kuhlman. And we just went back and forth on what we should talk about this week, because I am not kidding you that so many things happen in a day that sometimes we'll write down 10 topics that we want to touch on next week. And we're like, we have to pick one. So I also feel like we have a little bit of catching up to do, but Lauren and I took a trip with some other girls who are also entrepreneurs. And we decided, what the heck, let's go to wine country. It's basically considered R&D, but we've been working so incredibly hard. You know, one of the stories that I'm always trying to bust for myself is that in order to build a company, you have to burn yourself out. You have to exhaust yourself. You won't have a social life. So what better to do than some R&D for the company and go enjoy wine country and sit and chat with other amazing female entrepreneurs. So Lauren, tell me about, I just want to know like how your experience was and what you learned from your 3 days away.
Ooh, so much fun to be with you in wine country and all of the other women that I got to meet because I didn't know some of them. I did know a few.
That's scary in and of itself, by the way.
Not when I know that they're your friends.
That's awesome.
I feel like I knew I was safe going with anybody that you knew, knowing that it was going to be a really good time. So, and it was. I feel like there was no expectations that I had for the trip. And that set me free to just be present and enjoy every single moment. Go with the flow of whatever came up. We had plans some days we didn't really have too many plans. And it was kind of nice to just actually recharge. I brought my laptop, thought we'd work on the plane. I thought I'd work in bed at night and in the morning before I got together with everybody. But I thought, why do that when it's all going to be there whenever I get back? There's no deadlines right now. There's nothing urgent. So instead of draining my brain in the background of thinking about work the whole time, I decided to just plug my laptop in, put it on the charger, not think about it, not touch it. And it actually made me come home feeling so refreshed and so excited on Monday when I actually did open my laptop and get to work that my brain was clear. And like you said, it's not about burning out and working 24/7 because the creativity doesn't come in. So
doesn't.
I feel like, yeah, we opened the gate for the creativity to come in and flow rather than having like all the tasks, the minuscule tasks that are constantly filling up space and energy in your brain that doesn't have to be there. So I got to fully enjoy, fully recharge, and come back ready to like get to work this week and be more productive.
I think there was a point I remember where you were like struggling with like, oh, maybe I should work or do that. And it was like a decision, like I'm here. There is nothing pressing right now, which is rare for us. We typically do have something or a deadline or something coming up that we're trying to kind of prep for. We need to put in a few hours on the weekend or an hour here, an hour there, but there wasn't. So it was like, why do we feel this addictive urgency while we're actually in an area that could totally feed us? We could be paying attention to why do we like this? Why do we like the branding? What's this experience? Or just being present and listening and turning your brain off. So one thing that I noticed in myself, I had to resist the urge like 50 times to try to turn the conversation into something that felt productive for everyone. And it's not that we didn't have good conversation. It's that I actually wanted to direct it into something that was either like, well, let's make sure we're moving your business ahead, or let's make sure we're moving our business ahead. Like, let's make this a really productive conversation in everything we do. And I just found that, like, I have to be honest, that's usually me. Like, I will be at dinners with people and I'll turn it into a productive conversation and people tend to love it. But I feel like this trip, we were almost all on the same page of just kind of like, huh, I think we all just needed a recharge and to stare at a wall. I actually think everybody on that trip hasn't been on a trip in so long or like just let themselves do that, that I almost think it was like we just needed to kind of like shut off.
I totally agree. And we were all so content with just sitting there with each other, no agenda, sipping a little wine and talking about anything or nothing at all, like nothing of great importance or something of importance. It didn't really matter. We were just there to enjoy each other's presence. But it was actually like you said about wanting to direct the conversation or make something super productive. I think that was what we talked about, was like a learning experience for us of that trip maybe wasn't for that. Like, it wasn't to keep our brains really busy and feel like we were being really productive, because we do that 24/7 and we need to remember and remind ourselves it is completely fine to not do that once in a while and listen to other people, what's going on in their life, and not have to worry about getting inspo for Light Pink or feedback on the business and all of that, because we do enough of that 24/7. So it actually allowed us the space and the time that we probably needed to not feel burnout and exhausted and like drained after a trip when you come back and start a Monday morning feeling completely behind and completely tired and exhausted. We didn't feel like that at all. We like jumped right in and we're so refreshed and energized to get started with the busyness that this week brought us now.
Oh man, I'm just observing, like, because you know, you're such an integrator in my job. So not just integrator, but just you do so many things behind the scenes, which we'll do a podcast and go behind the scenes of kind of like what each of us do at one point. But I know that my job is to also go be out in the world and kind of like learn and make contacts and network and do all the things. And on Monday when I got back, normally I'm super exhausted. And I had like a pretty big speaking. I was speaking for 2 hours on Tuesday at an event. And normally I would have been probably like pretty tired, but it was probably one of the best I've ever felt speaking. I felt so dialed in. I was so clear. I was just like excited to get back to work for the week. And that is absolutely because I stepped away. And we cannot gain the perspective from the inside of our business that we need to push it forward. And I just feel like even getting to know you better and just even being with you in different containers for me was really, really good, because I got to just learn more about you. And also, like, we love to come back, Lauren and I love to come back and analyze how we were, how it was, how we reacted. Why do we respond that way? What are the stories? So for us, I think it's always really powerful for us to learn about each other in other containers, because I know the stronger that we know each other and can communicate effectively, the more this company will grow. So I think the whole thing was just great.
I couldn't agree more. You're so completely right. I feel like that brought us even closer. We get closer from every type of experience. And even after that trip and just analyzing it and being together in a different container drew us even closer, where we're like, oh my gosh, our brains are so much alike. And I keep not forgetting that, but forgetting how deep it really is. So
that we're thinking the same way and we should share it when we do. Okay, I love that. So you guys just went on our Napa/Sonoma trip and absolutely, absolutely go. We had the best time. We stayed at a great Airbnb. I think it was called Sonoma Dream or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And I tagged it in my Instagram. You guys, we loved the house. And definitely go plan a trip. Just plan it. Like, you just have to get it in the calendar. And I'll tell you, before I left, I didn't want to go because I never do. I'm always like, I think I'm too busy. This is how I always feel. Like, you know, why did I plan this? What am I doing? Then I go, I'm like, oh yeah, you got to get the hell out of your routine in order to, yeah, get the energy and be creative. Okay. So today we are talking all about out of the box marketing. Out of the box marketing for anything, you guys. This can apply to anything. This could be a product that you want to launch. This could be the product that you've already launched. This could be your coaching business. This could be your podcast that you want to market. This can literally be any idea that you have. And it's really about thinking outside of the box, because if we know one thing, we know that everything has changed and everything is always changing. So for us with a product company, you know, when I started this, it was pre-COVID and it was very much products, and especially wine, direct-to-consumer wine products, they advertised on, they did ads, or they advertised with Facebook ads, or they advertised maybe on YouTube ads, or they had an Instagram, right? And now we look at marketing and it is like TikTok influencers, it's podcasting. There's so many things. I guess I'm saying the reason that you have to think outside of the box is because ads are now so expensive that especially for a startup, like, this may not be the way that your company is going to get out there. You may not be, even be able to afford it. And for a lot of startups, Lauren, you know, like, you don't have the money to even compete with the marketing dollars of these other companies. And we know because we were on one of the first people that we chatted with in the beginning to remind us that they used to work for a company that gave them like a $40 million budget, but now they were looking at working with small companies like us, but, and they didn't really essentially know what to do without that budget. So we were like, wait a minute, we feel like we are literally more creative than this. Like, we feel like we know our people and that we can come up with out of the box marketing without having to throw all of that money at it. So let's talk about it. What are some things that we're talking about right now, Lauren, for out of the box marketing?
For one, this weekly podcast that you and I are doing to draw people into the mission, the vision, the behind the scenes of what we're doing to build Light Pink and connect people with us and with the company. And just like you said, you spoke at an event yesterday. So that's another way, is going out and speaking. And
can we talk about the podcast real quick that you and I have started? So this behind the scenes, we were like, how do we bring people in? Because things are happening so fast that by the time we would even write a newsletter, we wouldn't know what the hell to even say, because we're learning lessons at such a rapid pace. And so for anyone who doesn't have a podcast, it doesn't mean you have to start one, right? Lauren, like, you could go on a podcast tour if you have your product or you're about to launch your product. And maybe the mission is bigger than just the product. Like, let's say the mission is about getting water wells, or let's say the mission is like for people who need water. Let's say the mission is about teaching kids early entrepreneurship. Let's say the mission is about what we're about, and it's like educating women on entrepreneurship or raising money or starting a product or doing whatever they want in business. You could go on those podcasts for those topics, for those like bigger topics, educate people or teach people with certain talking points, and then talk about your product as well. So you don't need a podcast, right? But you could start one. But I would say if you don't have a personal brand, just going, pitching yourself on podcasts is one way to do out of the box thinking for your product.
Oh yeah, so true. And we're doing that with Light Pink. So mm-hmm. you're going to be going on a podcast tour when we get closer to launch for Light Pink and hitting that certain audience that you wouldn't just normally, like, you having people on Earn Your Happy is different from you going on podcast tour, whether you had a podcast or not. You're yep. hitting all of those people. So that's huge. And we also have our text list. So that's something that I feel like everybody has these days, whether it's a company, like a big company, or if it's just a person who has a service. I think everybody is promoting themselves through a text list. And it's not just talking about what you're selling. It's not just a salesy text list. It's actually communicating and understanding who your audience is, having conversations and seeing mm-hmm. what they actually want to chat about and what they want. Like, you're doing surveys and questions and all of that too, to help better your own business and give them what they want.
It is such R&D for us. We'll be like, we'll have a question about something, wondering what people want, and we'll be like, why don't we just ask our text list? Like, there's thousands of people on there that will give us an answer right away. That's why it's so fun. Would you share some of the options for people if they want to build a text list? Would you name off some of the companies?
So Community mm-hmm. is one, and then Attentive is another one. It's a little more, if you're wanting to do sales and you want more features to plug in different types of ways to get them to buy your product. Mm-hmm. And then Postscript is another one. And I'm forgetting another one that I'm visualizing, but I can't think of the name.
Those are really good starts though. So the main one, if you're more of a personal brand, yeah, like coaching, different things like that, I feel like Community is like a really good text list for that. That's what we use right now. But as we're merging, or as we are beginning, you know, with Light Pink, with really making sure product, where for the text list, it's going to be a lot of the, whether there's discounts or savings or checking in with an order or tracking or things like that. I think we're finding, like, I think you said Attentive, or the other one is probably a little better for that.
Yeah, Postscript and like subscription management and things like that is just easy to do. And a lot of people want to go that route just to make customer service and all of that easier. So they all have different features that they provide depending on what your business is. If you just want to chat with people a lot, Community is definitely the best one to understand your audience and have a lot of back and forth conversation.
Yeah, that's so interesting with Attentive and Postscript, that this is an interesting conversation itself, that customer service is being done in such a different way now. Like with the millennial generation, like, they think that reaching out to the DMs and talking about what their problem is with their tracking or their shipping or your service. I can't tell you how many DMs I had gotten when I was doing events or when I was doing e-courses. They would put their customer service through like DMs and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is not going to be the spot for it. But now with these other text platforms, you can decide where they're going to be. And the nice thing about that is so direct. They don't have to go find it. They don't have to go into their email. You can kind of like make sure their needs are taken care of right away if someone's assigned to that text. And the reason why that's good is because, you know, some of us are like, oh God, I don't want that much access. But for the people who want attention right away or have a problem, if they don't know how to get direct access right away, you have a really angry customer that you could have saved. So when you look at it instead, like, no, it's really good for me to get these all right away, even if you don't like what you're hearing, it's the opportunity to save your customer faster, where I think like slower and hiding your customer service, you're going to lose more people because they're just, it's too hard to even contact you. So,
So true. And we're just, the more transparent you are, the better. Like,
yes.
This day and age, everybody, just the way even businesses talk to their consumers is so like friend level. It's not some completely different language that they're using. And at least when we do see businesses like that, I want to buy from them and like communicate with them. The more transparent and real and trendy they're acting, the better I connect with them. So I think the more transparent you are,
yes,
and make it easy for people, the more they're going to share about you and the more they're going to trust you and buy from you and maybe come back if they decide to cancel now. They have good feelings towards you if they want you later.
Yes. Okay. So we have talked about podcasting. We've talked about texting. We're going to talk about, we know that we want light pink at events. We know that this is going to be a huge, huge out of the box way of thinking for us personally. I know that some people really do events, but one of the things that we found for a product when we were doing R&D, and this absolutely could be for other brands too, this could be for coaching and things like that, is when there's a tangible in-person experience, meaning even if you're a coach or you do, let's just use Sam Harper, right? Sound Bowl Healing. If you experience her at an event, you're most likely to go on her website and maybe see if she has something that you could have or download for yourself, you know, or is there something that I can buy or experience because she was at an event. So whether you have a tangible product or whether you have a service or whether you're a coach that could go and speak or whether you have a podcast, but you want to go be on more stages, this is a beautiful way to go have like a tangible version of your business, which is why, you know, we want light pink at events because we really want to get cans and hands because they say that it's, I'm just going to use the term that they told us, and I hate this term, but all you want to do if you have like a beverage or a food product is, and for beverage, it's called liquid to lips. You just want them to try it because if you get it in their hand and they try it and have the experience, if they like it, the likelihood goes so way up compared to what it takes to get a first-time person who lands on your website to take that risk in trying a new product. They don't know. They don't know if they're going to want it. They don't want to have to return it. They don't want to have to not be able to return it. They just are not sure. They already have some that are tried and true, which is probably why they always have like all of these different samplings that are everywhere. But even if you, like I said, are a coach, or that's why we created Bliss Project, was, okay, I'm online. I'm talking online all the time. I have e-courses, but what is like the thing that they can grasp onto and like kind of create community around or know that they like? And that's when Bliss Project, I think, really was the nail in the coffin for me around creating a true audience and like a diehard audience that even if they didn't go, they aspired to go. They just wanted to be in that room. So events are going to be a huge, huge part of light pink and out of the box thinking. And then also
the opt-ins,
yes,
and the app.
Okay. So we are right now creating opt-ins because this podcast that you are listening to right now has anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 million listens per month. So with that, we're like, why are we not capturing them? I should have happened. We do opt-ins for different things. Like if Chris and I have something, we'll absolutely do an opt-in, or we do opt-in to our text list if we're selling something or doing something. But it has taken me way too long. We teach on this all the time, but of course the thing that you teach is the thing you need the most for sure. But I don't have like a consistent opt-in for people from the podcast. So we're creating opt-ins right now so that every single podcast will direct you to go somewhere. And I'm just going to talk briefly, Lauren, about like if you have a personal brand and you're thinking of a product. So you want an opt-in if you're a personal brand and you want an opt-in, especially if you are a product. But let's just say you're in our situation where you're thinking of a product. product. You don't have it launched yet, but you've heard so much about how you need to have an audience to launch to. What we have just decided with Light Pink is because we don't have the product yet. And if people get in on that list and we're not like really nurturing them a ton, because we don't have a ton to nurture them with because we don't have the product, that the bonus of having a personal brand is that we can just direct everyone to Lori Harter with an opt-in into the things that we're offering there, and know that when Light Pink launches, that I talk so much about Light Pink that those that is going to be our also our customer that we sell to. So the bonuses of a personal brand are it's always easy to sell your mission and your beliefs. And trust me, if you have a big mission and like really solid core beliefs on how you feel about certain things, your brand will have them. You can't create something that doesn't have essentially those same things. Do you want to talk a little bit about, we went through just our recent branding. Do you want to talk about just some crossover, light crossover and differences, like how you could see the core of both of them kind of pulling through the golden thread? What would you say is some of the golden thread of what already existed when you came in with the Lori Harter brand, meaning just books, events, all that stuff, and then a golden thread with Light Pink?
I feel like we kept saying to our web designer that there is a lot of crossover. And she's like, well, let's find the differences as well. So the crossover is definitely who our audience is, but Light Pink is going to be more of the people who are not all into personal development like they would be with Lori Harter. So most of the age demographic is probably the same between both, and the type of things that they're interested in. It might be somebody building a business. It might not be somebody who just has goals and dreams. There's a lot of crossover there who are wanting more in their life, regardless mm-hmm. of where they're at in life. So that's our, I think the biggest thing with the crossover is who we're talking to. And we really need to know who we're talking to for both. And then as far as like the branding, I would say, because we're talking to the same type of person and like for the most part, our branding, even though it's your personal brand and the Light Pink brand, it's very aspirational because our girl aspires to be more. So we're trying to pull in aspirational branding throughout both. I guess when you come to the Light Pink page or when you come to the website, we're trying to get you to know what, or for instance, the podcast with Earn Your Happy, when you land on the tile, whether it's Instagram for Light Pink or whether it's the Earn Your Happy tile, like we really want you to know this personality from when you first see this image. What is the personality? What is the livelihood of Lori's voice in the podcast? Or what is the livelihood of Light Pink's mission and brand and how we're speaking to our audience just from seeing this image? Are we light, fun, and bubbly, airy mm-hmm. photos, light and airy concepts, but gorgeous, beautiful textures or aesthetics that show that you're wanting more in life? Like all of that is interesting to see how it funnels down into one image that gives this whole concept of like, this is exactly what you're getting from website, Instagram, podcast, whether it's Lori or whether it's Light Pink. I think that's where a lot of the crossover happens.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to be working with this team, because where I have fallen short is in cohesion of branding. And it's kind of like, well, I like this and I like this and I like this, where, you know, my podcast is very like bright and bubbly. So anybody listening, you don't have to be cohesive. If you're a personal brand, it really helps. But you also can, if you have two sides or one, you show up on very different. Like the reason that it was different from, you know, the website was like, the podcast, I'm really like, I really show up different. It's like, this is long form Lori. This is like fully me. Other things, it was just like, this is when where you're going to learn about personal development or money or whatever that looks like. And while I do feel like I'm the same person throughout all of it, now I'm so grateful for the cohesiveness, I really struggled with it because I didn't know how to do it. So I am grateful now to be in a place where I can work with a team who can help us dial that in. So if you guys are like, ah, shit, like I don't have that dialed at all. Look, I've been doing this for like 15 years. It's just now getting dialed in. You just do it. Like you just do, right, Lauren? What, is that like one of the big things you've learned is like you just start with something?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel like I tell you this all the time that you are the example. You always speak it and preach it that you need to start before you're ready, and you adjust and go along the way because you would never start because you're never going to feel like you're ready. So I love that you put stuff out there, and we're constantly changing and evolving all the time, like trying to improve and make things better all the time. And so I think that's something so good to put out there to people, is just put it out there, because it's going to keep changing. Mm. You're going to, like, the trends change too. So your branding's going to change. Don't totally. Be attached and glued to it. Even our designer said that, like, we want to find obviously some fonts that we want to keep for a while that aren't too crazy, that we're going to hate in a year, but we can change our podcast artwork next year. We can change totally. It 6 months if we want to.
That was, like, so freeing, even to hear her say. And where I see a lot of early entrepreneurs get stuck is they spend so much time on their branding and on their logo and on their website and on, like, finding the perfect thing. And they want something that no one's seen before, never going to happen. And they want, you know, the most beautiful thing. And I'm like, by the time you are done deciding, the next new thing will be out and you'll be pissed. So launch, make money. Cause in the end game, I don't know about you, but I'd rather be in the money competitive game than the does my shit look good game and making no money. Right. So I just feel like letting that all go and knowing that, you guys, sometimes the shittiest sites I've ever seen make the most money. I'm not kidding you. Like, because they are not spending time there and they're all about dialing in their marketing and they're all about their Facebook ads, or they're all about learning about, they're all about the founders just on every stage, or the coach is on every stage and they are so dialed in and they make so much money in their DMs. Like, it's mind blowing how you can do it. And I think that, you know, we just look at these really pretty things and want them because maybe we've seen a couple examples that are doing really well, but we're forgetting about all the other examples that are crushing it, that are just, like, nice, you know, or okay. So I think that's such an important clarification as well. So some other out of the box things that we're doing is we are looking into creating an app. I'm not going to totally tell you what it is, but here's something I want to say. If you're like, oh, well, all that stuff costs money. Yes, it does. And we're also looking at creating an app in a really cheap way. We're looking at doing the basic bare bones and kind of using it as more of an opt-in, and it'll go along with the mission of Light Pink. So I would not be looking at creating an app unless it made 100,000,000% sense and I could see people using it, because most apps, let's face it, they don't ever get used. Like, it's a great idea in concept, but in theory, it's kind of like they're just, you're not interested in it, but it goes hand in hand with what we're doing. For the mission, it actually continues the mission in a really cool way. So we're looking at that. And we also are excited about the data that can be collected from that. That's what we're most excited about. And then also, I am writing a book. So I sat with this for a really long time. I did not talk about it at all because I know what goes along with it. But I'm already going to be in promo mode. So they say, I was just talking to Lisa Bilyeu, and they say writing the book is about 10% of the job, and the other 90% is marketing your book. And don't get me wrong, writing a book is not easy. But at the same time, I'm already going to be on a Light Pink tour. I'm going to be speaking on so many stages. We're already starting to, like, book many speaking things. And then for the book, it will also give me access to so many more podcasts, so many more people, so much more media. So with the two of them combined, we think that we're going to up our chances for media and getting out there and hitting every person that we possibly can who would be interested in either topic. Part of the idea came from when Jacqueline Johnson was growing Create and Cultivate, and she came out with Work Party, and it was just like one fed the other. She was always on podcasts for her book, and then simultaneously the book was about what her company was about, building the event. So I think of it even with Jamie Kern Lima with Believe It, like, she talks all about her building It Cosmetics. Like, I can only imagine that helped spike It Cosmetics. So that's really what we're going for, is looking at every single way that we can get eyes onto the product. We've also recently launched our TikTok. Please don't go and stare at it right now. There's, like, freaking nothing up there. But this is a real conversation. How is Light Pink going to be in the world on TikTok? So we just want to be in all of the places.
And we're doing it all before we launch. So again, don't wait until you're ready. Like, put the TikTok up. They always say, be so consistent. And it's like, yes, we definitely will when we launch, but at least we're getting it up. We're not going to be perfect right now. We have so much, but at least we're starting it. We'll get better. You can't be perfect in everything. It's hard to be perfect in even one thing, but we at least put it out there. And when something sparks us and when we get time, we're going to put a TikTok up. So that's, and same with Reels. Like, we're trying to figure out, even resharing Reels, if it's not you having your own time to put your own reel up, go find something that pertains to your business, what you're speaking about, or you personally, what your inspired by and that resonates with you, and just reshare somebody else's reel. And that's putting content out. Don't make it perfect or overthink it.
Oh my gosh. I just want to touch on that because like we are running on a very small team right now. Like it is internally, it is you and me. So it's easy for me to be really, I'm going to be honest, and I'm sure you know this, and I know that you're the same way for the most part. Like I can be so hard on myself. Like, why am I not doing TikToks and reels every day? What is my problem? And I'm like, oh, because it's 6 o'clock and you just got off of your last call and now you're supposed to go be creative and lock yourself in a room and figure out how to like look cute on TikTok when you look like a crazy ass. And there's a lot of my brain that's like, well, what is your problem? Like other people are doing it. You're a loser. And I mean, this is real talk in my brain. I'm like, if you really loved your company, you would be doing this. And then my body's like, if you don't go eat or go for a walk, I'm never going to sustain this. So there's a lot of internal battles. You can't be great at everything. I know we just shared a shit ton of stuff, but we've also been in this paused launch for like, we thought we were going to launch last year, you guys. So we've had some time to start dialing in our what does this look like to get out in the world, which is so funny. It's like while we're still like doing a million things and running the company behind the scenes, trying to get it up and going. So we're sending you guys so much love. This shit is not easy. But we can't imagine. Can you imagine doing anything else?
Never. No. I love it so much. Even if we are launched, even with the challenges and the struggles and the delays, we are still doing so much stuff every single day to push it forward. And it's so much fun.
You guys, Lauren is an animal. Like the things that she conquers in a day is like insane. You're like a sexy tiger. So you just like, you just knock shit out and you dominate it. And it's so funny because I always ask you, how is your day? And I would fall to the floor if I didn't get the same response. I'm kidding. But no matter how crazy the day was, she typically always says, so good. Like literally takes a deep breath, like a gasp. Like I told her she's going to Disney World and then says, so good. I'm like, how did I get lucky enough to have you in my life? So I'm telling you, you'll be able to do crazy things when you get the right people around you. And I haven't always had a Lauren. She literally just came into my life with Light Pink, and I've had some other amazing people, but this is a support that I've never felt before. So you guys will be able to find that eventually. Hang in there. It's only been 15 years for me. I hope that it's much shorter than that for you. So any last words, Lauren?
Don't overthink it. Know that everything you're doing doesn't have to be super productive. And be present and have fun no matter what you're going through.
So good. I need to hear that. Okay, you guys, we're so grateful for you. And let us know what your biggest takeaway was. Like, we really, really love seeing how we need to work this, how we need to fit it. What are some of your questions? What did you like about it? What do you not like about it? Actually, don't tell us what you don't like. Just tell us what you want more of. How's that? Just kidding. We can take feedback. We're good. And until next time, give us a tag and earn your happy. Bye, everyone.